Target Circle, the program you know and love now, includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Okay, you guys, we are back together, finally. This is 902-1ONG podcast with my fabulous co-star, Jenny Garth, and myself, Tori Spelling. Ooh, I hate saying my name. And we have our producer, Amy Sugarman, is our co-host this week.
Hey. I'm no Sissany, but I'm so happy to be here with you guys. And that was a really good episode.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We're talking cardio funk this week. Cardio funk. What a title.
But first.
Yes.
What have you guys been doing? Because it's been 4 episodes that you've been apart. So I'm sure everybody does want to know, why were you apart and what have you been doing?
We had some amazing co-stars, but it wasn't the same as being together. It never is.
Yeah, the fans have spoken. Yeah. They're not happy about our diversion there.
We're here. We're back.
We're back.
We've been in different countries.
Yep.
Yeah, fill us in. So, Jenny, what were you doing when you were off? And then, Tori, you tell us what you were doing.
I was in Canada doing a Christmas movie for 3 weeks. So, yeah.
I was in Malta filming a series.
Are these all top secret? You can't tell us.
I can't say yet. It's not announced.
Jenny, can you tell us what your movie is? Or
it's a Christmas movie starring myself and Cameron Matheson. It's going to be on a newish network. I don't really know much about it. It's called GAC, and it's a new sort of iteration of GAC. So it's family programming. So very similar to like a Hallmark lineup of really just like warm and fuzzy Christmas movies that you can watch with the whole family and feel good about it. And the movie is really sweet. And I had a great time doing it. Yeah.
So, and it'll make it out for this Christmas.
It will. Amazing. I'm pretty sure. And I don't even know if GAC is like a channel or if you have to subscribe to it.
It is.
I'm not sure.
GAC is around. It's actually on my TV right next to CMT.
Same. It's awesome.
Yeah. It's a great channel. So they must just be like up in the ante and doing original programming.
Yeah. It was a great working experience. They did it right. So I'm very happy. And I think it's going to be really cute.
And Cameron Matheson is a total sweetheart.
Wait, I have a question. It's called Secret Santa, right?
It was called Secret Santa.
But they had to change it because...
Well, I wasn't opposed to it being called Secret Santa.
No.
Because I've already done a movie called Secret Santa. Yes. So I guess somebody over there didn't like that. It wasn't me. I was like, cool, Secret Santa number two. I love it. But somebody decided to change it. And I think that the new title is something about kind-hearted Christmas. A kind-hearted Christmas, maybe.
Oh, I like that. I just think it's so cool that we all love Christmas movies so much. And what are the chances that you would make two movies with the same name?
I know.
It's like amazing.
Well, there's not a lot of Christmas titles, I guess. Like,
since they have to keep thinking, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, Santa, how much can you do with Santa? But
people love these Christmas movies.
I love these Christmas movies.
Everything. Yes.
Oh, my God. I started watching them in preparation for this movie because I was like, oh yeah, I need to get in the Christmas spirit and fast. And I got sucked in so deep. All you have to do is like type in the search bar Christmas movie and so many movies come up. And
did you watch Priestley's with Melissa Joan Hart? That was
yes. Oh,
on.
I saw that when it came out last year. Yeah, I watched that one beginning to end. Absolutely.
And it's so good. I was watching, it's like the middle of October and I'm like, oh, there's Priestley. What? He's in love with Melissa Joan Hart. It was weird. Why doesn't she want... And she was like a podcast host.
90s dream made in heaven. Wait, they should have Christmas movies all year round.
They do.
People would be in better spirits.
Anytime you want, watch a Christmas movie. You're right. It makes you feel better about life.
But they should have new ones.
Why can't you talk about your job?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not allowed to yet. It hasn't been announced. It's non-scripted. It's a reality show. But that's...
Sorry, and filmed in Malta, so who cares? You got to go to Malta.
I got to go to Malta. But the thing is, I never got to see Malta. I mean, let's be honest. I made it look good on the Instagram because that's what we do in life. But, and it's beautiful, but I got to go from my hotel room bed to the set and back and forth every single day. I saw the view of the ocean from set, but I never got to even dip my toes in it.
Amy, how did we get so lucky as to have you as our co-host today? And what the heck? Lucky.
You're too nice, Jenny, because lucky is not the word.
What do you mean?
Every other podcast is going to be jealous. We got her.
So jealous. Yeah. We got the infamous
producer.
It was
by default. It was by default because the person that we want cannot do it until next week. Because Sissany's on maternity leave, just to remind everybody. And she'll be back in November-ish. But the person that we actually want was not available. So you guys got stuck because I apologize in advance.
You had to get a blowout. Like you had to get it together to do.
I wanted to not look like it. I've been looking for the last year and a half. Does anybody feel that?
Because every time we have you, like we do the podcast, we record it. We all see each other on camera, but you always have your camera off.
Right, because I look horrendous.
She'll have her hair in a towel, blow drying her hair. Yeah.
I feel like the last 18 months has aged me 11 years.
I feel like that.
And by the way, it wasn't by default when we couldn't get our temp co-host that will be coming in next week. We were like, Amy, let's do it. We begged for you.
Wait, let's tell the people a little bit about Amy Sugarman. I'm excited to hear this too. You are producer of how many shows are you producing right now in this moment?
I think 15. So I'm Ryan Seacrest producer and Mario Lopez producer, your producer. And then we have about 10-ish other shows, all kind of, you know, if you're listening to this one, you'll want to listen to them all. They're all made for women. We love our women. So that's every single show I do. I cannot make a show for a man. I do not know what men want. I'll tell you that.
Well, welcome to the club. Yeah. You are like the iHeart Radio lady.
Guru.
It's you.
Yeah.
You're so nice. I love it. I mean, who can complain? I get to watch 90210. I get to watch Gilmore Girls. I get to watch One Tree Hill. That's my job.
Wow.
It's the best job. Although I did love this episode last night. I hadn't seen it since I was in college in my sorority watching it.
What's the deal with this episode? You can't watch it on any platform other than if you own the DVD collection. Is that how it works?
Yeah, my gut feeling on that is because there was so much music in it. Is that what you all felt? That the reason they can't clear Wild Thing and all those songs?
I guess that's the case.
The karaoke songs.
Seems like that happens every once in a while with this show. There's like a missing episode, and let's just blame it on the music.
I know. I'm weirdly rewatching LA Law. Do you guys remember that show?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's coming back. So I thought, okay, I got to catch up.
Oh, of course it is. Everything comes back.
Wait, what's the character that Corbin Burnson played?
Oh, yeah, Arnie.
Is Arnie going to be on it?
Arnold Beckham, am I getting it right? I think it's going to be Blair Underwood's show, but I'm totally doing my best guesses.
That's exciting.
But hopefully they all come back. But it's a great show, but it's also like connected, like yours. So when you have a missing episode, you're like, what? I don't know. What happened?
And then when you have a podcast that's rewatching it from beginning to end, it gets a little weird when people are like, wait, we couldn't get that episode. We don't know how to watch it.
I know, you're right. But that's why we'll fill you in.
We'll tell you all
the deets.
Yeah, because if people miss this episode, this was major. Like this episode had major Brenda Dillon
drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And a lot of Jim Walsh, so I'm sure you were crushing.
I don't even want to talk about it yet. I'll get too excited.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals because now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
We are talking about season 2, episode 23, Cardio Funk, aired on February 27th, 1992.
Synopsis: separate admirers court attention from Brenda and Dylan, neither of whom is fully forthcoming with that news. And Jim gets hooked on karaoke.
This episode had, oh wait, I'm going to tell you first, directed by Bill D'Elia and written by the Wasserkleins, Steve Wasserman and Jessica Klein. This episode had three definitive storylines, A, B, and C. It was kind of, I couldn't really tell which was A, which was B, which was C, but I think Jim's might have been C. I think that the Peach Pit karaoke sure. machine might have been like the last priority in the call. in
the script. Jim.
Yep.
But I got to tell you, it was the best part. if you didn't watch it, so what happens is Jim, for some reason, decides to buy a ginormous TV and hang it in the Peach Pit and then build a stage magically and set up a whole karaoke system like that. And then all of a sudden, all of his work buddies and everybody, 150 people, they claim, come in to do karaoke night at the Peach Pit.
He was so jazzed about it.
He gets to kick off the night too with the first song.
It was so funny because karaoke is so normal now. Like we all know what it is, but that must have been like the forefront for karaoke.
You think?
Oh my God, I think she's right. Like, did we do karaoke in the 90s? I don't think we did.
I think you guys were like, it was probably becoming a trend. So 90210 grabbed it. That was the vibe I got, because you guys were all like, what is this?
We have never sang karaoke together. I can't even picture you doing that.
I mean, I like to sing in my car with, you know, but.
No, you're good, but like.
I'm not good. I'm not a good singer, but I'm not
Who's the best singer of all of you guys?
Of the group?
It would have to be, yeah. Wouldn't have to be Tori, because she was on the Masked Singer. So I think that qualifies her as the best singer without even having amongst her.
The two of us? I don't know. She won't sing. She never sings.
What about Brian?
Yes.
I don't know. He's dancing now, you guys. Have you seen him?
Of course.
Yes.
Who? Can you believe that Brian is on Dancing with the Stars?
No, we haven't talked about this yet. Mm-mm. No, I cannot believe it. Can you?
No, I can't believe it.
Wait, now tell me why. Why are you so shocked?
Where do I start?
He's just like so private, and he's like he used to be anti, like he was like, no, not he just.
Yeah, keyword used to be. Things have changed apparently, because he was on the show about singing. What, singing?
Masked Singer.
He was a judge, right? On Masked Singer.
No, he was in Masked Singer.
Craig. No, he sang?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Was he on Masked Dancer?
He was, Jen's right. He was a judge on Masked Dancer, but first he was on Masked Singer.
These are shows he would have never done 5 years, 2 years. I don't know. 2 years.
Two.
I'll go with two.
What do you think changed? I mean, I don't want to be like, is it like cash?
I love the way you just get right to the point.
Is that, I mean, or I don't know.
I can semi-answer that. I remember him saying when he did Masked Singer, because I was like, are you kidding me? You're the last person to ever do something, a show like this. And he was like, my kids love it. I really wanted to do it for my kids.
Okay.
And then mm-hmm. I was like, okay, mm-hmm. got it. Mm-hmm. And now I haven't talked to him since Mass.
Here's the thing though. I heard him say the reason I did dancing mm-hmm. was for Sharna.
Can you say her name for me one more time?
Sharna.
No,
am I saying it right?
Yeah, Sharna. I just like the way you say it.
Because she's a dancer on Dancing with the Stars.
And she's smoking.
And she's clearly a good teacher and choreographer.
I'm literally so glad we're talking about this, because I know we're off topic.
Oh my gosh.
This is like, I want you guys to spill the tea, because it's like, I love Sharna. Do you think that because he loves her, I genuinely think they love each other.
I don't know Sharna. Oh, yeah. I've never met her. I don't know if you have, but
I have. Yeah. She's
I have not.
You've she never really, met her. She seems really nice. And from what I can see on their Instagram, they look like they're in love. So
I agree. Did you see him crawling under the car to get that dog? And she was filming it, and she was so in love and like, no. Oh my God.
I
oh
missed that. God.
Jeez.
I'm obsessed with
maybe
that
was just to special friends post. Maybe it only went to you.
The close friends
list. I'm really obsessed with them because I believe it. I believe they totally like each other.
I hope so. I believe it too. And I want to believe it. And I, of course, we want only the bestest, happiest things for Brian. I mean, he deserves love, and he's a great guy and a great dad. And it would make me so happy knowing that they're so happy. And they dance really well together.
And she looks so kind. Like, you know, she looks so sweet and kind.
And real.
Uh-huh. Down to earth. And
look at us like we know her. Like, we don't know her at all.
I don't know. We watch Instagram just like you guys. She looks great.
We haven't been invited over for dinner or anything. So we'll let you know if that ever happens.
I know. If he makes it into the semifinals, we should go watch him. I mean, not that he invited us, but we should.
For sure. I'm surprised they're not at the top of the leaderboard, as they say.
I expected a little more from him.
I
know. You guys, I think it's actually, people are like, oh, you know, this is not fair. They're in a real relationship. So, of course, they're going to dance better together.
What?
But I feel like it's harder to take, like, she has to be a teacher, and that's uncomfortable to do in a new relationship with your boyfriend, like to tell him what to do.
Yeah. I
don't
know. It gets weird in the rehearsals sometimes.
Yeah.
Like if he gets pissed off or he can't do something, gets really super frustrated.
He could feel embarrassed in front of her. It's still they're in the newlywed stage. Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Hopefully this won't be the straw that breaks the back or whatever they say.
You nailed that.
Fingers crossed they make it through this.
They will. They have to. It's like a love story. You're like rooting for them.
But it's not. What's not fair about dance? We are not on topic at all right now, but I'm just going to keep going.
But I like that. I'm here for this.
What's more unfair about Dancing with the Stars this season is, okay, yeah, they have that natural built-in chemistry, whatever. But there's like professional dancers. Like every year, this is what irritates me so much.
I never think that's fair.
These are either performers that have been taught choreography since they were 12 years old and they've been on stage their whole life performing. You can't really compare that to someone who's never had any experience on live TV or dancing in front of people.
So I don't want to be a spokesperson for Dancing with the Stars right now, but they say, and Jenny, you should be able to answer this, that they judge you based on your own improvement. Not comparing you to
Paul. Come on.
That's a lie.
That is bullshit.
That can't be true. I mean, that's like when I did Masked Singer and I was like, oh, this is all fun. And then I didn't know. And I found out there were Grammy Award nominated people on. And it's like, that's not fair. So Jen's right. Like, it should be about people who have like, wow, I'm going out of my comfort zone and giving it my best shot and trying to entertain people and learn along the way.
I get it. Like, the producers want to make it look amazing and make everybody excited to watch all the dancing and the singing and all the things. But yeah, I just feel like fundamentally it's kind of like set up wrong.
But like JoJo Siwa is legit. Bomb on it.
She's so beautiful. When she had her whole 20s hairdo, I've only watched one episode so far, but she looks really cute.
She looks great. What a, like, yeah, I love her doing that.
Wait, before we go, Jenny, so when you watch it, is it like PTSD or did you love it?
No. I'm sit there like, literally I can't breathe. When I watch it, I sit there just like, make it be over. And just like pray that they get through the whole number without falling or something terribly going wrong. And then even when they're doing their like little interviews, the whole thing makes me just break out in sweats. It was a great experience, but it was so hard and it was so out of my comfort zone that I can't believe I did.
That's
that.
What people say.
Remember when I came to visit you and you're like, I just want to go home. But it's because like, it's
really
scary.
Hope I get voted off this week.
And she kept going through because she was so good. Like, and she was like, oh.
Well, I'm the kind of person like even if I don't want to do something, I'm still going to try. I mean, I hope I'm still like this, God willing. I'm still going to try my hardest to make it the best I can make it. But
that can't be easy. That's got to be scary.
I hope that he does well, and I hope he's having fun. And it's funny because you'll see like little moments when they ask him, especially like when after the dance, what I noticed was when they talk to like Carrie Ann and Bruno and everybody, they're standing there and it's Brian. Like he's making fun of it in a little bit, like making fun of himself and making like, he's trying to be like, oh, I'm so serious about this, but you can tell he's not, he's just cracking up the whole time. Like he's thinking in his mind, like, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Totally. I hope they get him in sparkles because I know that like will send him over the edge.
Well, on that, now we do need a break. More on Dancing with the Stars right after this.
Oh my God. Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, you guys, we're very excited. Today with us is a total powerhouse. Lauren Schulte Wong is here, who created the Flex Company, which is revolutionary in changing the way we think about periods. And she's going to tell us all about it. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tori? I haven't seen you in years.
I know. So I've actually used Flex. And as I've told you in the past, like I thought I was all about, you had me at the packaging. Because, you know, I feel like this is something that women are like, should we talk about it? Should we not talk about it? What is it? And I know it, there's kind of in the past a stigmatism like on a period cup. And you like changed that whole thing. The box is so chic. And as, you know, we're moms of girls. So this is something that's an intriguing new area. I mean, obviously you've been doing this for 15 years, but tell us about it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sorry, not 15 years. When did you start doing this?
I started the company 5 years ago.
Okay.
Feels like 15 and startup years. It is 15 years. And since I last saw you, I also had a baby girl.
Did you? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
How
you.
Old is she?
She's 15 months.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Aww, cute age. So part. Not menstruating yet, but I'm excited because
I would hope not.
None of our girls have to use tampons and pads anymore if they don't want to in the future. So this is the Flex Disc, and this was our first product. It is the only disposable period product that can be worn for up to 12 hours. Doesn't require any rinsing or reusing. And one of the main things that people love about it is when you go to the bathroom, it empties itself. So it holds up to 3 super tampons worth of fluid. And you can just go to the bathroom as you normally do. It empties itself in the middle of the day. And at the end of the day, after 12 hours, you take it out and dispose it.
Absolutely. You're so empowering. Thank you for bringing this to women everywhere. We appreciate you. And thank you for being on 9021 OMG podcast. We look forward to working with you in the future. We love you.
I love you too. Thank you so much for having me. It's so nice to see you.
Good to see you. Congratulations again. Bye, Lauren.
Thank you. Bye.
So as a woman, periods are part of our lives and we have to deal with it, but it's not always fun. It's not always comfortable. And sometimes it really sucks. I know I've for years hated tampons and was so over it for so many reasons, but there's something great now. If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, hello, you have got to try Flex. Flex is innovating period care with products that are body safe and made for comfort and made to keep you moving. I personally have experienced it. I love Flex. Big fan. Huge. There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body. One Flex disc can be worn for up to 12 hours and holds as much flow as 3 super tampons. So no more having to walk into a pharmacy and be embarrassed because you're like, I'll take the super tampons. That's right. Flex is here for you. It's not a cup and better than a tampon. It's unlike any other period product you've seen before. Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex. Your white sheets will thank you. You're welcome. The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that you remove like a tampon. It's so easy, you already know how to use it. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/OMG and use code OMG for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup, plus free U.S. shipping. That's code OMG at Flex. That's flexfits.com/OMG. You're welcome.
So back to the show. I don't even know what we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about karaokeing, and this is what happened.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We want the funk.
Here's my thing about the karaokeing and the peach pit. I personally think that's a bad business plan. Like, that's going to drive customers away, right? Who thought that would be a good idea?
Well, and it sure did.
It did. It did, but I just questioned it from the get-go.
Seems like a once-a-month special night.
Peach pit after dark, I get it. Like, yeah, that could have been a night there, but in the peach pit where you're there to, like, hear and every talk night. And have a burger with someone...
Come on, Jim.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but I got, you know, it just really solidified my disdain for karaoke. I hate karaoke so much. I have my car, they have this thing called karaoke now. Like, you can sing along and it gives you the words in the car.
That's safe for driving. Yeah.
It's really tempting to just stay, but we love it. My daughter and I just... Whenever we're in a bad mood, we just put on karaoke because you can't be in a bad mood when you're doing that.
It's true. What are your go-to karaoke songs, you guys?
Is that a thing? Do people have like a go-to karaoke song?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Okay, there's two and I'm blanking out on one. Okay, so Betty Davis Eyes.
It's a good one.
Not Pat Benatar, but it was We Belong. We Belong.
Oh, yeah. That is Pat Benatar.
Oh, but then there's one more.
Bangles. Wasn't Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Which one?
No, We Belong.
I like that song. Got a fever of 103. Come on, baby, you can do more than dance. Because I'm hot-blooded. You know it.
Come on.
See, she's good. See, she underplays it and she can totally carry a tune.
Yeah, she can.
I don't know.
And look cute doing it. So ding, 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 ding.
But here's the real problem with the storyline with Jim and the karaoke. It made me crush even harder on him. Like,
oh,
I
God.
Just
like, I can't.
It was so awkward and uncomfortable, and I loved every second of it.
Did it give you the feels when he was on his Casio keyboard at the Walsh house with no music?
Yeah,
like, he could only
letting it out.
He's got
song in his heart, and he needs to let it out. And nobody should stop him.
You're right.
Do you guys remember? Was he a musician? Because it did seem like he knew what he was doing on that keyboard.
And he could sing. Like, I mean, you know, maybe he was. I don't know.
Didn't we hear he was a poet? Wait, no. Oh, that's what. No, no. Oh, I'm confusing Jim Walsh and James Eckhouse.
Wait, but maybe someday my dreams will be answered and he will be a guest on our show. Hint, hint to our producer. And we can ask him.
We're going to wait to your birthday and we're going to surprise you.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be like Magic Mike, but Magic Jim. all for you.
How did you guys feel about the cardio funk? To me, I was like, oh, Jane Fonda workout. Like the trend continues. It was like the step up from that.
That was the B storyline. Cardio, the cardio funk, the cardio class.
It was A in my heart, but because it was everything. Okay. You're either going to get mad at me or not mad at me when I ask you this. Is it okay to bring up that you had a workout video?
I mean, I can't hide from the fact that I think it was the same year, you guys. I think this episode could have possibly been what spawned the Jenny Garth Body in Progress video available on VHS.
Oh, my God. Can someone get on eBay?
Google it, you guys.
She's was it adorable. Cardio funk?
It was a low impact sort of cardio funk routine. Yeah,
it was pretty much this class, but your own video, and you were leading it.
Yeah, yeah, I think
and
so.
It did really well, you guys, because that was like 90210 had taken off, like no one else had really done it, and she did it, and like people were like, yes. I don't know who liked it more, men or women, but
I don't know either
for different reasons, I'm sure.
But yeah, I think that's where it came, because same year, 1992. Yeah, makes there sense to me.
That is amazing. Look at Amy.
Amy's like, what?
I'm literally, my wheels are spinning. I'm like, I have to find this. We have to find this and have it by the next episode.
It might be the answer to all your exercise needs. Like, just pop that baby in.
I've got to get a VCR.
Get it done. Yep.
Do you guys still have a VCR?
No. I'm sure there are people listening that still have a VCR, though. We could we borrow it?
Oh my God,
they're showing it on. Those aren't my feet. Look at the black unitard. Oh, yeah. Lift them up higher.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty flexible.
Yeah, you are. Look
at that. Black sneakers. Are those like Reeboks?
Yeah, Reebok sponsored it. So,
no way.
I would never, personally, I hate black sneakers. I don't know how they got me in these black sneakers, but I never wear black sneakers like that. And the scrunchy socks.
I like it. It's cohesive.
This is.
And the bone white skin.
I love that cardio funk, like literally probably inspired this.
Probably. I don't know. Somebody saw a dollar to be made.
Which came first? Maybe this came out and they were like, oh, let's put this into an episode. We don't know.
I don't know.
Is there a cute college boy named Tim?
Okay. What is up with Tim Matthews? First of all, that name reminds me of somebody else and I can't place it. Tim Matthews. Isn't that
Yeah, mm-hmm. didn't you work with an actor named Tim Matthews?
Is his name Tim
movie?
Matthews or Tim Matheson?
Oh, Tim Matheson.
Or is it Cameron Matheson and Tim? I can't. There's too many. Matheson.
I'm thinking Tim Matheson. Yes, you're right.
He's a legit actor. Yeah, he's.
I mean,
he's
I hope legit. People took shots every time they mentioned the name Tim Matthews in this episode because it was said a lot.
What's his deal, though? Why does this college guy want to hang out with the high school girls? What's happening?
And Kelly was pissed. Kelly was like very pissed. At Brenda for flirting with him.
Yeah, until it was time for her to claim the sloppy seconds. Like, then she was all like, yes, hi, I'm Kelly.
I'm sorry, you guys. Maybe, like, he's a great actor, and this has no reflection on the actor himself, but the character was really cheesy. So,
what was cheesy about it? The fake sweat that they sprayed on him, or the tank top?
Nope, because you had that on your chest as well.
That was real sweat.
Okay, fine.
Mind him as much. I sort
his
of thought he
lines,
was
like, what? Okay, yeah. Then we have different tastes because seriously, that guy in high school, like, I would never have gone for that guy. He wasn't edgy. Yeah. He was just like nice, a little swarmy. Like,
he seemed like a cute UCLA fraternity boy
with no edge.
Right, but you guys were in high school.
Why was this pre-med guy wanting to be with Brenda? I didn't get it. Like, yeah, she's cute, but she's. Under like she's six,
once again
17?
Underage.
Yeah,
once again
weird. What's going on?
I could see why she had a crush on him. How did he get her phone number?
Yellow pages.
What? 411? They had like a phone book back then and you looked her up. She was the only Walsh in there. But Brenda, it really did define the fact that Brenda does not like to be called out on her shit. Mm-hmm. Like Kelly was saying, no, you can't do that. You have a boyfriend, which and weird that Kelly was so oddly, offended moral. By it.
Yeah.
But I feel like Brenda does that to Kelly all the time. So she can like dish it, but she can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm, that's a good point. Should we talk about obviously the whole point of this episode is that there's these two parallel storylines happening.
Right.
One with Brenda, one with Dylan.
Right. Is there just tension all of a sudden just for the sake of this episode? Because I didn't think that the last episode ended with Brenda and Dylan kind of feeling like they're growing apart a little bit.
You know how we work. You know how it happens.
Came out
just
of nowhere.
For the sake of the episode.
Yeah. So yeah, just start. It starts out that they're kind of both not feeling the relationship. Dylan's not he doesn't feel heard or seen, and Brenda doesn't feel appreciated.
I also sort of analyze it these are high school kids, and a shiny object came along, even though the girl with the AA meeting mm-hmm. wasn't quite as shiny. Yeah. But
wait, Jen, do you know her?
Sarah?
I mean, obviously, we worked with her. Heather McAdams, I feel like, I know she was in season one from an episode, but I feel like she was friends. Is she Canadian? No, she's American.
She was around at the time. She was sort of around.
Yeah.
Was she friends with Jason? I feel like she used to visit the set afterwards. Mm. She was friends with someone.
She was great, though. I was happy to see her back because I thought she was really good on the show when she was in season one.
Yeah, she came around a lot. She was with Cliff. Remember him? No, just kidding.
Nope. But
I was just sort of looking her up. She was recognizable. You know what I mean? She was doing other work at the mm-hmm. time, and then she sort of just quit acting.
Why?
I always wonder.
I had a behind the scenes moment because mm-hmm. I will admit there were no booms in this episode, and I was really disappointed. Didn't see one boom, but there was a behind the scenes moment that I thought would be funny for people to hear about was when, when Dylan goes to see Sarah they're going to meet at the beach to go surfing, which that's going to lead to something else. Dylan, what are you doing? Anyways, when his little black Porsche pulls, it's like he pulls into the scene, she's waiting for him, but you don't see the car pull in. You just see the car go clunk. You know what that is, right, guys? That's the grips on the crew standing on the back of the car, jumping on it to make it go up and down. So it looks like the car actually rolled in when in actuality, that car barely ever ran. So it was probably broken down at the moment and they couldn't have him drive in is my guess. But I love that when you see the car come in, it just kind of goes, he jiggles it a little bit.
I'm dying because I don't see the booms you see. But when that happened, I'm like, oh, Jen's going to be mad about that. She's going to call that out.
Recently, I met a guy at a St. Jude's charity auction, and he bought a Shelby collector edition car for hundreds of thousands of dollars. This man mm-hmm. is insane. But he told me he owns that car. He bought that car in some sort of charity auction, and he showed me pictures of it. And it was literally just the outside of the car. There's no engine, anything engine. In it. So I'm wondering if it had an engine then.
Well, when the show ended, season 10, do you remember there were two mm-hmm. and you and I were going to buy them? I don't know why we didn't. I don't know what happened.
I don't remember wanting to buy them. But
there were two.
And must have been one of them that worked because there are a lot of shots
fancy.
Where the car's driving around. But then this one must have been the dummy.
That car was so synonymous with
oh my God,
Dylan McKay's awesomeness.
Right. But before that, it was James Dean's awesomeness.
Mm-hmm. True.
This episode kind of solidified my crush on mm-hmm. Luke/Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's such the hero. He's such the savior. He's always strong. And even though Heather McAdams' character was a little over the top. And that's Titus Welliver. So Do you guys ever know the drunk show guy? Bosch? Yes. Oh. So he went on to like quite a career.
He was good. He was a drunk boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There was I kind of liked Dylan in this.
Yeah. I did too. I was just staring at
it. We have memories
it.
Of Dylan McKay. This was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of shots of him, not him surfing.
Yeah.
Lots of shots of a really bad, really
of
bad
his stand-in Greg
stunt
surfing.
Double Greg. It was just not even a stunt double, a stand-in. But there was another guy too. I noticed like there was guys that wasn't Greg. It was some other surfer guy that they were like, hey, he looks kind of like Dylan. Let's just use that shot.
It's so weird they always used him because Greg had like super almost black hair, and Luke's hair, even when it was wet, was brown. Like it was never that dark. So it was like it didn't match.
And we got to see the first, I feel like, isn't this the first time we've seen inside Dylan's bungalow? Mm-hmm. Like the craftsman, his inside of his house, which then went on to stay that this is what the inside of his house always looked like from that point on.
And it was cool. And it was kind of like, whoa, there's teenagers that get to go to this place, just the two of them.
Yeah, it's like a hideout, like a love shack.
Like when they come home and he's like, do you want a sandwich? And she's like, you used to not be able to just
eat,
you know, like basically like keep your hands off me. Uh-huh. I was like, oh my God.
So then he tries, but it just doesn't work because then, you know, Sarah calls up. She needs him.
But Dylan's house, Jen, it was near the Walsh house, right? In actuality?
The exterior?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like it. But the interior, so. They built on stage. Mm-hmm. They built a beautiful set for his house on stage. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the episode kind of ends on things look like they're not going to be so great for Brenda and Dylan moving forward. What's going to happen?
They sort of have that like moment of realization, like it's okay to kiss someone. You know, we're going to forgive each other, but that there was like this lingering, like, uh-oh.
Why did we kiss someone?
Right.
Like, why did I
just, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Foreshadowing.
Something's coming, people.
Yeah, you definitely get sort of a feeling like trouble in paradise. Mm-hmm. And are they made for each other? Which twice was mentioned in the episode that they're made for each other. But it's like, are they?
It's hard because, you know, you could tell Dylan really wanted Brenda to be more a part of his AA experience and be more invested in his journey and what he's dealing with. And then you see her go and she tries, like she goes to the meeting and she, you know, I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe it wasn't enough or...
Yeah, what stood out to me is that first when he wanted her to come to the meeting on Sunday, and she said, oh, I have plans. And it was like, oh my God, like you're thinking your workout class with Tim Matthews is more important than
Dylan?
You
said it. She saw the shiny little thing. Yeah. She was like infatuated with that for a second.
And so obviously she changes it and realizes like, what am I doing? I need to go to the meeting. But it was almost like she was bummed.
And then she had to, on top of that, endure the like, connection that he was having with a different girl, a girl that needed him and called upon him, and she could tell there was something
very teenage angsty, like, no, just go, you know, when she's in the peach pit, like, do what you need to do.
Yeah,
I gotta say, obviously huge Dylan fan, the one thing he did that I was like not into at the peach pit is when she was on stage and he goes,
he beckoned her over.
Yeah, I don't like.
I liked it.
Really?
Oh, I did too. I thought it was so sexy.
I did too. I would be like, "Hi, I'm right here. What did you want?"
Jenny, I completely. I like remember going.
I'm so glad you brought that moment up because it was so. It stood out for me in such a profound way, and I was like, "I'm still attracted to the bad boy." Clearly,
I. Realized. Fine.
I would have done the same, but I was.
He is so sexy. Mm. Luke Perry, Dylan McKay. It's hard for me to know, like, is it Luke Perry or is it Dylan McKay? But that is just,
Oh, it's his birthday, you guys.
No way.
That's right. Yep.
This episode, yeah, it really made me think about Luke Dillon and just like what that was at the time and how much I loved him. I started to analyze did I crush the most then and who do I crush the most now? Which weirdly, I crush Ian the most now, but I know. I just think he's such a doll. I know.
Wow. I didn't know that about you.
Sure. He's such a doll. He's so sweet.
We love him too, but I would not have expected that response.
Yeah. For me, then it was totally Dylan. Luke Perry.
Luke. Mm-hmm.
Then it became Jason Priestley, like in the middle.
You went through them all.
Of course.
You worked your way through the.
Well, now we know who you'd kick to the curb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not Ian. It's definitely
That is so cute that you're a big Ian fan.
He's
charisma.
If you were like, who would you make out with of all of them? It would definitely be Ian.
Oh,
I mean, I'm not saying I'm actually, you know, it's not like this isn't real, but you know what I mean.
But if you could, you would.
There's a little bit of truth and sarcasm.
Let me think if I could.
If you could make out with Ian Ziering tonight,
like if they're all lined up.
Yeah.
No, just Ian standing before you with his lips ready.
Oh, for sure.
You did. Yes,
I'm thinking about it. I totally would. Yeah, 100%. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Because I always think about, because I think I've even texted you like, I don't know if he's dating someone, but I'm always like, should we set up Ian? And sometimes when I do that, it really is because it's like, do I like Ian?
I think we know the answer to that, Amy.
But not like, I don't want him to be creeped out. It's just like, it's not real.
No, not at all.
Why would he be creeped out?
He would like
because
it.
Because it's like, I'm like, your podcast being like, hey, I want to make out. Like, that's so weird.
I mean, we always, with our co-hosts or guest stars, play kiss, marry, or kick to the curb. I guess we kind of just went into it, but can you just like solidify those answers, please?
Wait, should we take a break? And after that, I want to play kiss, marry, kick. Okay, I've never wanted to play this game before, but now I want to play it.
Oh, we all love a good trip to Target. And now it just got better.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now comes with automatic deals.
It's the free and easy way to get the most deals. Because now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be applied automatically at checkout.
Plus, with unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership. That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. It's time to play the game with our guest co-host today. Kiss Mary, Kick to the Curb.
I listen to this. You know, obviously I'm here every week when you guys tape. So I like have spent, we've been doing this for a year practically. So I've spent a long time really thinking about this.
Wow. Okay, all right. This is your moment.
Who would you kiss? We know that it would have been.
Well, wait, Jen, are we doing characters or actors?
I guess we have to stick to the rules and play and do characters.
Yeah. Sorry, Amy.
And is it then or is it now?
For me, it's always the people, but also the character. Like, I like to really blur it.
Okay.
Like.
That's like a fetish or something, mm-hmm. But okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For me, Luke Perry is everything. Like, he's just everything.
So what? You would kiss him, marry him?
I want everything.
Like, except kick him to the curb.
Like, he also is I want to say, is the coolest, nicest. He just is everything. Like, everything you want a movie star to be is, to me, Luke Perry. But then I love Jason Priestley. I think he's more like your pal. Like, he's just so nice and sweet and like easy to talk to and just a cool guy, right? Like, when I bump into him, I get so happy. So
you're going to have to make some choices. I mean, so far you're playing this pretty, you know.
What? Okay, wait. Kiss, I can know. It be like sleep with? Can I change?
We're changing the rules here?
Wait, you want to change it to have sex or just snuggle? I'm confused.
No, like sleep with is Luke Perry. Just like
you'd like to.
Like, if I get a wild weekend and then he's going to dump me, it's worth the heartache.
Uh huh. Okay.
But what's our name for that? We need to retile this game right now, just for this episode.
Because the old game wasn't it?
Sleep, Mary, F.
Oh, the real one? Yeah. Like the real when people play that game and with friends, they're like, hey, I would. Oh.
Yeah. But I don't, you know, I'm a lady. I don't say that.
So should we say penetrate?
No.
But no.
Can it be a wild weekend? And even if he's going to dump you after, it's worth the pain.
Okay. That's a long title, but yes, that's what we can call it.
That's Luke Perry. Like, if I had the chance to go, like, I don't know, on a whirlwind trip with Luke Perry, even though he's going to break my heart at the end, I would do it. It'd be worth the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
There's probably not one person out there that disagrees with you.
Mm-mm.
Can the next category be like, date and see how it goes?
Okay.
Is this what it's like having your boss co-host with you? She's like changing all the rules.
But I'm down for it. Go ahead, change them.
So to me, that's Ian. It's like, oh.
Wait, what was it? I didn't hear it. Sorry.
Kind of like date and see how it goes. Like, okay, this would be my kind of dream. Like, Ian's like, hey, want to go grab sushi? And you're like, yeah, totally.
Oh my God, I'm getting really uncomfortable.
And then you're like, at Nobu.
You're making me so uncomfortable.
And then it's like, oh, are we going to kiss at the end of the night? Like, that's kind of that vibe.
You have thought about this far too much. It's getting weird.
And then Jason is more like, I just want to be friends with him like forever. I wouldn't like want to kiss him and risk like, oh no, now we aren't friends anymore.
So who
what do you mean?
Kick?
It's one weekend. All bets are off. So it wouldn't matter. You'd go back to being friends. This is your one weekend you created.
No, because I feel like, no. Jason's like the one you want to stay friends with. Ian's like, I'll take a chance. Even if I like, if it ends up wonky and we're never going to talk again, like whatever, we try, you know, he was a good kisser, whatever.
Remember that time that we just solidified that Brian will never come on our show?
That's not, definitely not happening now because you kicked him to the curb. You won't say it, but you did it.
I just have, he's not in my like wheelhouse of these things I think about.
Again,
it's like,
I'm like personally getting offended and I don't even know why.
It's getting worse.
I have no idea. Are people listening just going, I hate her.
I don't know what's happening. I'm really anxious to see.
I spent a lot of time thinking about it.
Apparently.
Clearly. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're getting that, but I love it.
And they all just blocked me.
Never taking your calls again. Oh, they will. Oh, trust me.
Oh my God, you're going to get a text like, where would you like to have sushi? We don't know. Let's roll the dice.
Do you guys have any fashion standouts?
God, yes. Are you kidding me? The jogging outfits.
You like the joggers? The hoodies? Was it
the weird hoodies with the baggy shorts?
But those are like kind of in now, those hoodies. Like they're back.
I'm wearing one now.
Yeah. See?
I don't know.
I like Brenda's cardigan, that white cardigan, chunky, like cable knit.
I don't remember it.
It also stood out to me how like awkward the Peach Pit uniform is, but that's okay.
Yeah, I wonder whose idea that was and why those colors. And well, obviously like they wanted like a 50s kind of vibe, but why teal and maroon?
Yeah, I was going to say burgundy.
Burgundy.
Like Tim's orange tank that Jenny so accurately pointed out with the weird sweat glistening. Mm-hmm.
I was really fond of the, and I can remember filming this and thinking, that purple song is really far up Shannon's ass. Like, I can remember thinking that. And then I saw it and I was like, wow. But other ladies in the class were wearing the song up the butt too. Over there,
yeah, that was a thing.
Biker shorts. But I remember when we filmed it, I was thinking, oh, wow, that's pretty crazy.
It really captured the time in a snapshot, that fashion. Mm-hmm. Because the episode to me played pretty well. Like it could have been, there was a few things that were like weird that wouldn't work today. But in general, like I liked the parallel storylines and like, oh, she's feeling this. Mm-hmm. It was very The Affair. Do you remember The Affair, that mm-hmm. show on Showtime? Mm-hmm. And they would show her perspective and his perspective. Mm-hmm.
I like how deep you go. You're so artsy.
Oh, God, of course.
I'm like so shallow. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just like the fashion.
Oh, no, I went in deep.
So when Jen and I did our other series, Mystery Girls, remember we had an episode and I forget what it was about, but it was about, because we played actresses that had been on a TV show and we had told them that Jen had done a workout video. So they made it that someone had stolen, remember, we thought it was your workout video we were watching as your character, but it was like, remember that? And we got to dress.
I remember the dress. I remember the outfits, but I don't remember why we were dressed like that.
The outfits are good. Amy, look it up. It's really good. You'll be there for it.
I remember it.
There was a lot of shiny spandex happening.
I wasn't even looking at the thong thing. I'm not going to lie.
You didn't look at the purple thong.
I was staring at your stomach the whole time.
My stomach?
Your stomach was so flat and ripped. Like, yeah, your stomach was great.
Oh, I didn't notice, but I definitely fixated on the purple thong of it all.
It was so good. And I kept thinking like, like Shannon has a great body too. I wonder why she chose never to wear it because it was very in to wear, like the crop. And she always had it covered. So I was like, was that a choice? Like, and you always had the top and your stomach showing. And I was just like, your stomach looks awesome.
I wish I could still wear a crop top, but I feel as if it's
you could.
Not okay at my age to wear a crop top.
I do it all the time. So that's a commentary
it's fine
on
if
me.
You look like you guys.
She, by the way, she looks so good, and she should.
It's not about, it's just like, it's not even about how I look or how I don't look. It's about like being my age. I don't want to say it.
You can't.
When I say it, it makes it real. Then I just feel like there's no appropriate place for me to wear a crop top anymore.
Well, not a crop top to the gym. Like to the gym, you would?
But what if it was one of those fancy outfits with the fancy, beautiful skirt with the top that just shows a little in the middle?
Amy, can we make her wear it at some point and make her feel good about it?
No. Yeah, mean, okay. I know what you mean. Like a high-waisted fashion like, yeah, thing with a little
top. Not like
a
anything
top.
Really
I can,
showing.
I can kind of almost get there for that, but not really. I just feel like it's not... But I don't want people seeing my my midriff anymore. Like, not because it doesn't look a certain way, but just because I'm my age and I don't need you looking at my stomach. Like, you
Dude,
don't get to see that.
If my stomach was yours, I would wear that all the
Come
time.
Come on.
Same.
Yes.
But here, up. I mean, that's a valid concern because that's like, there's two mindsets, right? Like, one, like half of society is like, hey, at a certain age, you have to dress this way. You can't wear this. Things aren't acceptable. I get it. And then there's the other half that's like, well, but if I feel really good, like I haven't felt this good in like 30 years, like if you feel good about yourself and you want to dress like in fashion, you just want to do it, you could do it. And you look great. And totally. If you wanted to do it, but I get what you're saying.
I'm not saying about anybody else other than myself.
No, I know.
You all go get it, top crop top and wear it tonight. I don't care. But like,
I'm going to rock it right as soon now. As I can get, if I can get this to be tight, I will rock it.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
Wait, did you guys notice that the cardio funk class was at Bob Silver's Health World?
What do you mean?
I did see
you
that.
You guys are not watching it closely enough.
Wait, I was watching for the boom. Sorry.
They like at one point showed the exterior.
Yeah.
The
and there was like a giant palm tree with.
The place was called Bob Silver's Health World.
And then it said like aerobicism in the class or something.
Maybe it was David Silver's uncle.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, that's so random.
Yeah.
I have to make sure it wasn't Bob Silva, but I wrote down Bob Silver's Health World. And then I wrote, ha ha.
Well, I just thought, wow, they really went all out and made that neon tree.
Totally. Yes, the palm tree.
I want that tree. I want that neon palm tree.
Oh,
featured. I liked it.
Totally agree. That stood out to me. And when Dylan did the hand motion, same
thing. Ew, was it a two-finger hand motion or
no?
Okay, sorry.
it was like a hand.
Because when I just saw myself do that, it really creeped me out. Look, you're not looking. Look at me.
That seems like a weird thing when you have to have a trip to the top.
Wow, we have to censor that. You just hit vulva. Like, you can't go that. You can't go up there.
Okay. Best favorite line from the show. We're moving on. I don't care what you want.
I still wanted to talk about the fact that at the end, Kelly was like, all right, Tim.
I know.
What?
What's she going to do with him?
You know what I love the best about this episode is Jen and I always say we can tell the difference between, I'm a fan of 90210 or I used to watch it, or a super fan. Amy Sugarman, you're a super fan.
Yep.
Oh my God. And it's so beautiful to see.
Obviously. Like, why do you think I wanted to do this show with you guys?
We know the difference because there's a look in people's eyes and you've got it right now.
Huddle into this. So we had only one TV in my sorority house. Like, you could have them in your rooms, but like there was one like family TV and 30 girls would cram in there to watch in this little tiny room. I mean, it's so weird looking back at it now because I'm like, that is not COVID safe. Like, it was really squished.
Different time.
And we would all watch it. And this episode, because this was when I was in college. That's why I can't wear crop tops, because I'm old as...
I think you're younger than us. You're younger than us.
I'm excited though, because I hope you'll invite me back to be on
every week. How about that?
I mean, this is like fucking fantastic. Yeah,
we don't have to do a lot of work. You do it all.
I know, but they'll write in the comments, she talks too much. She's annoying. It's fine. I have thick skin. I only cry for like 2 hours when they do that. So, but there's so many hot dudes coming.
Mm,
so like,
so true.
I need, I need to be able to play Kiss, Marry, Kill again.
Again. Because okay. There's so many hot, like, great co-stars coming up. And then
because if we
seasons.
Put Grant Cho into the mix.
Things change.
I am. You're done.
By the way, watching him co-host with you, Jen, he looks great.
Hello.
Does that man not age?
He is.
What
Grant
the
Cho
heck?
Is
he is. He's beautiful. Well, he's, you know, he's on Dynasty. He's got to keep it up.
Yeah.
He's got the
he's
whole
beautiful
world in his hand right now.
Total babe.
Okay. So future episodes, you're going to maybe move on from Ian. So you're no longer going to be Amy Ziering. So we'll see what happens.
See what happens. Okay. Yep. Who had a favorite line from this episode?
So one of my favorite parts, because I just don't think you have a 90s drama without someone yelling, "Get out."
Who yelled that?
Who? I don't
Sarah.
Remember.
She was like so mad.
She did.
She's all, "Get out." Like, I love that. I mean, I have more.
You guys. As an actress, like, you love being able to scream that. It's like, it's a moment.
There was also the line about mouth to mouth.
Yes, the Brandon.
I'm a professional mouth to mouther or something, like whatever he said.
Yeah, I knew you were cringing during that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
Nope, not you. Not you, her.
Every time he kisses you, it's like you're getting mouth to mouth resuscitation.
I mean,
oh my God.
So I've heard.
Me jealous. God.
You just want to be friends with him. What do you care?
Go kiss him. I know, he'll kiss you.
Yeah.
It's getting so uncomfortable now. But I love them all. Like, I literally love them all. Like, I would kiss all of them. Maybe not Brian.
What is wrong with Brian?
I love
Brian.
She's
getting offended. Tori's getting offended now that you don't like Brian.
He's not, because I literally love Brian. Brian is the sweetest
person on
the planet.
You're, crushing my childhood.
Brian had to, cancel on something once that was not even his fault, and he totally sent me flowers. He's, the nicest person. All y'all are so nice. It's enough.
But why aren't you sexually attracted to him?
Maybe because I like Sharna. I don't know. I'm really Sharna's a pal. So maybe it feels weird.
Oh,
although
okay.
Fair, I love fair. Jason Priestley's wife. So that doesn't. So if that's out the window, I don't know. I'm just all about Ian. It's fine.
For now.
Right.
My favorite line was when Sarah said, "Me and my ex were sharing a dump up on Calvert Street in Van Nuys."
Wait, that's where we filmed.
I know. That's why it's my favorite line. Hello. They literally used one of my lines. We film our show up at a dump on Calvert Street in Van Nuys.
And poor Van Nuys gets such a bad name.
She just didn't say she was locked in.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
I mean, have you been to Van Nuys? Have you spent much time in Van Nuys?
It's good now. What? It was a different time 30 years ago, you guys.
Oh.
I liked some line because it was just, I hate when they say weird reference lines. It was something like, "Until you've tossed your cookies," she said.
Yes, yes.
I Who said that?
No, when you're oh yeah. Sarah said it.
Is that she referencing throwing up?
When she's talking about how she used to get so drunk. Yeah.
Oh.
I think she was she speaking at the AA meeting and she said that? And I was just like, mm-hmm. No, nobody mm-hmm. says that.
No,
she's
no,
like,
now
you know,
they
when
say
people
you toss
say,
something else, but it's not a cookie.
Oh, salad?
Mm.
That's different. Mm-hmm. Mm. What is that? Amy, what is that?
Please don't make me explain.
Oh, but you know you want to.
It's, I don't
She's
know
biting
what it
her
is,
tongue.
But it's disgusting. I can assure you whatever that.
Remember when you used to fear that I would say something inappropriate? Oh my God.
Welcome to the new day of Amy Sugarman being on the show.
You guys, I love this so much. It's so fun.
That's it. That we covered the whole episode in depth.
We really did this time. This was good.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, you go deep.
We have a episode next week is...
I won't be here. Don't worry, everybody.
Some people are going to be really happy and some people are going to be really sad, like me.
And two me. People will be sad.
Us.
Next episode is season 2, episode 24, The Pit and the Pendulum. I hope it's about a pit bull. I don't think it is. I think it might be about the beach pit. That would be an exciting show for me if it was about a pit bull.
It's about the peach pit? Like something's going to happen to the peach pit? I don't want to see that. Is that going to happen?
I had enough peach pit in this episode. Something else.
It was a little much.
But I think the next episode is all about the pit, the peach pit.
Oh, man. Well, Amy, you're going to have to come back because
No, I'm going to replace myself with someone way better.
Can you pop in once in a while, though?
Sure, of course.
Okay, good.
Thank you for being on our little podcast today.
Thanks for having me. I'm so, my apologies.
Yeah.
Thanks for the laughs. We'll see you guys next week. Mwah.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on The 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Target Circle, the program you know and love, now includes automatic deals.
The all-new Target Circle is the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will be automatically applied at checkout.
Plus, the unlimited same-day delivery, Target Circle 360, is the fastest way to get your order to your door or someone else's.
Right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year of membership.
That's $50 off the regular price.
And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.